Time now for the Hard Line, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hard Line features former St. Louis Blue Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Unbelievable.
Along with Eric Messersmith, the Hard Line, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, starts now. Here's Eric Messersmith.
We have finally arrived at our new studio.
What's up, St. Louis? Eric, Cam, TJ with you. John Hadley is on the way. He's not driving to St. Charles, though, today, boys. He's driving to our beautiful new facility here in Kirkwood. This is the very first show. We're speaking the very first words, I believe, on 590 The Fan from our new operation here in Kirkwood.
It is nice. It puts me in a good mood.
It does, but I don't think your mic is on. Is his mic on there, Rock? We're working out the kinks, so bear with us. Of course, I guess you could say that pretty much every day with us.
Well, I don't think my mic's on either.
I don't think your mic is either. You know what? I'm just going to do a monologue.
Do your thing, dude.
Oh, there I am. The show is going to be so much better. Ah, crap. All right. Well, I guess we'll go back to the four-man show. Matt Rocchio is here as well in studio. 855-282-8255 is the Ryan Kelly phone line. 855-282-TALK. That is also the text line. We got a big first show today here in Kirkwood. We're going to have Michael Lombardi, former NFL executive, current writer for The Ringer.
He's great.
He's going to join us at 3:30, NFL, talk some college. Alan Bennis will join us for his usual Tuesday appearance, talk a little Cardinals just after 4 o'clock. And Dave Wanstead, Fox College football analyst, former coach in college, in the NFL, and a co-worker of John Hadley's at Fox. So he'll join us at 5.
Well, he's really good, too.
He is, but we're going to have to ask him if Hadley's as disgusting there as he is with us.
No, he's not. Remember, we saw his boots. We saw his shirt. He really cleaned up.
He did clean up. Now, yeah. He's not disgusting. He's a clean guy.
Yeah, I mean,
this looks weird.
Listen, there's just nothing you can do about a head that's shaped like that and a belly that's... I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, but you feel bad for him.
You can clean up as much as you can, and he's clean.
No, he's decently clean.
You can put a little bit of pig, a lipstick on the pig, but, you know, still
type 2.
Push your mic all the way in. You sound like you're in Doug's boy dungeon. That's from the Webster Grove weenie picker, or weenie wiggler,
push
I should
say.
Push
your mic into what?
Well, I think he's saying push the button.
Some sort of dungeon, DJ.
Yeah. But let us know. Do we sound okay now on the text line? See, this is real interactive radio.
Yeah, it is.
So that everybody, they can tell us, we can make adjustments. I feel like
can we explain that we're in our podcasting room? Did you do that already?
I did not say that. We are in the room that eventually will be used for podcasting.
Yes, yes, because the other studio is not done yet, so we're all crammed into
it. It is done. That's why. At this point, I think what has to happen is there's a couple things they have to move in. There's just one big piece they have to move in.
So it's not done.
I guess you're right about that, but the room
itself—you're
over
two today.
The room itself is ready to be moved into. They just haven't moved the thing. All you got to do is move the one big desk, and we're in.
So bear with us because we're getting some text saying right now the sound quality's hit or miss. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment.
So,
but in the long run,
again, I'm in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood.
Absolutely,
too,
man. It's nice being there.
Plus, you and I don't have to drive to St. Charles anymore.
Thank God.
So,
but you could see what this is going to turn out to be, and it's got a lot of potential. Man.
It really does.
Absolutely.
It's the dawning of a new era at 590
The
Fan. The all-new 590.
It's like Bush 3.
It really is. Yeah. Can I still say all-new 590? I guess it's...
Yeah, well, whatever.
Now they're saying it's much better, so hopefully... Eric's divorce lawyer says, why the hell is Hadley not there yet? Isn't the 590 business office in the same building? Is he out of donuts? Or is he out getting donuts? That could be
where
he is. But yes, it is in the same building. It's separate entrance, but they are right underneath
us. We don't know where he's at. Because usually when he's not there, we think that he's here. Now that he's not here, we wonder where he is at.
You know what's funny is I went in the office. I said, have you seen Hadley?
They said,
I haven't seen him in a month.
No, I haven't seen him in a month.
And he's not out of St. Charles,
that's
so I'm wondering.
Funny you said that. That's the first thing I asked everybody. Where's Hadley? I have no idea.
I bet you if we
went. Has he been here? Nah, not really.
I bet you if we went to the Golden Corral and we said, have you seen this man?
God.
They'd say, oh, Hadley. Yeah, he's here every day.
Oh, that's so funny, man. Oh, geez, Louise. Yeah, well. But he's on the way.
Yeah, exactly. 855-282-8255. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man says, can I be the first one to brag about Nell and Doug at the new studio? Because I took them to Pound Town just last night.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not sitting in that
area. Maybe in the same studio we're in right now.
Yeah, smells so weird in here.
So we're excited. We've got a great show today. We've got some great guests. We're in. As long as Rock doesn't blow this whole thing apart over there on the controls, we are going to be doing it. And he just let me know what he's thinking about me. Rock, is everything going over okay? Okay, over there. Hop on the mic here, Rock. Everything sound good?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, there you go. Rock's got it under control.
That sweet voice.
So we're back. Everybody have a good Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, that first, by the way, no hate out to the people who put together this studio. That first screw up was a communication error. I simply had the mic configuration wrong. I just had the wrong mics up. That's on me. I thought we were running counterclockwise. We're running clockwise, ladies and gentlemen. So I was not aware of that, though. So that's on me, not the wonderful people who put together
this. We'll blame on Hadley. No big deal.
Growing pains is really what it is.
Hold on. Bootsy's Peapot says, hey, boys, Cam's voice sounds really punch drunk and uneducated.
Wow.
Jesus.
I'll tell you, they're bringing heat
Rock,
today.
Rock, fix my mic.
Is there a way we could change that, Rock? Is there any filter?
Oh, gosh.
So, guys, remember when we were here together on Friday, and TJ, you had said you've given up on the Cardinals season and you were just going to watch college football. And I said, TJ, when you wake up Friday morning after this road trip, the Cardinals will have gone 7-1 on the trip and they'll be right back in it.
Friday morning?
So far, they're 4-1, so they have to win 3 more to make my prediction right. But the Rockies stink, and the Cardinals are only 3 games out of the second wild card spot. Are you ready to say you were wrong, TJ?
No.
You're not hopping on the bandwagon?
No.
Has it something to do with all the injuries? Or?
I don't think they're a good team. I think that's the bottom line.
The standings not a good team. Say they're 3 games over 500.
They got a 22% chance of making a playoff.
That's super. Here's where you're at. You have your Memphis Redbirds are trying to get you the wild card right now. That's where you're at. Harrison Bader's. And not that these kids aren't good. They are good.
Very good.
And maybe they make a little run. The team. Here's why I said check out. Because even if they make the wild card, they're going nowhere. You're wasting your energy.
Well, if they have Carlos Martinez pitching that wild card game, they're going somewhere. Because he looked fantastic yesterday. Avoided the bad first inning.
It's a bad team.
It is a bad team.
But he did look really good.
But the Padres are, if you look, they've been playing a lot better lately. They just swept the Dodgers, and they're over 500 at home. So, like, you look at the Padres overall and you think, oh, they're terrible. They're not as bad as the Giants. They're a decent team at home. They got some young players who are getting better. And Carlos Martinez just made them look foolish. And he had everything working. And that when he has all of his pitches, when he can use the slider, the sinker, the four-seam, the changeup, and just at any count, keep guys off balance like he did all game, and be disciplined, not have the bad inning, not get into the really bad habits like you see a lot of times where he'll be falling off toward first base and loses control. That started to happen to him a little bit in the 8th and 9th. But that is the Carlos Martinez that we've been waiting for all year.
Yeah, as long as he could throw the first and home plate. You know, like he's got a problem with that. That could be a problem, right? Who else
could.
Is like that? Is that Arrieta from the Cubs that can't throw to
Lester.
Second? Lester.
He can't throw at any base. Martinez looked great, and if he does that, it gives you hope. Weaver with another good start. But TJ's right. It's going to be the young guys because Carpenter, we learned yesterday that he's been out with a shoulder injury or been playing with a shoulder injury, and now he's out. Pham left the game. Wong's been sitting out with a bad back. Dexter Fowler's had a hip that's bothered him. Jerko is still on the disabled list with a hamstring. Waino, of course, with the elbow. Can I say something that's maybe not the most popular take? I like this team. They're not very good. Like, they're not great.
Memphis?
No, yeah, I like this team. Like, if you're going to be stink or be average, because the Cardinals don't stink, they're average, at least do it with young guys that give me hope for the future. And there's a lot of guys that, if you're a Cardinal fan, I think should give you some hope.
I like the young kids coming up. Don't get me wrong. I do. And it's exciting to see that they're going to be, you know, relevant perhaps next year. But what I don't like about this team is they don't have a Giancarlo Stanton. They don't have that big pop, you know, batting 3 or 4. That's why they don't have that one guy that I like to come to the ballpark and watch. Besides Yachty, and you know, Yachty's fun to watch, but they don't have that big dog that, you know, you really want to come see hit a home run.
This team has remade itself in a couple of seasons now, and they did it without having to tank, which a lot of teams fall into the trap of stinking for a long time and then trying to get good again.
Very true.
Think about how the Cardinals have turned over to some young guys. What? Why are you laughing at
me? Because they remade themselves from a 100-win team to an 86-win team to probably an 84-win team.
Where are the bells?
TJ, you can't.
It's a hell of a remake, boys.
All right, first of all, why is his mic still on? What I mean is they've adapted and changed – Because nobody just wins forever, like other than the Patriots and pro sports. You don't just go out and win every year. And the, if this is the Cardinals' downturn, last year, the Spurs mostly do.
The Blackhawks.
Yeah, the Spurs do.
But on and off. Okay, but like the point is, what I'm saying is the Cardinals have been that team. So now they're not. So they aren't just like, okay, remake. If you're talking about remaking themselves, that is from the 06 team to the 2011 team where they were very good in between. You had a year you missed the playoffs in there. But outside of that, like they were still full of a bunch of dudes, and it was completely different dudes. Then they went back to the World Series in 2013 with a whole bunch of different dudes than they did in 2011.
Well, maybe that's what they're
going
to do in 2 years from now.
Go to Chicago in early 2000s and talk about the Blackhawks, see who was going to those games.
Well,
nobody.
What I'm saying is the like the Cardinals have been said in the same breath as the Patriots, as the Spurs, as the teams that win every single year and don't have to rebuild, and now they're rebuilding.
And they're doing it while still while missing the playoffs by a game last year and being three games out this year, the second wild card. And we talked before about the young guys that they've gotten rid of, or the older guys they've gotten rid of, like Peralta, like Broxton, even Matt Adams in his late 20s, Mike Leake around 30 years old. And they've shuffled in a lot of these young guys. And you look at the guys over 30 now on the Cardinals roster. One, Yadi Molina, who's 35. He'll obviously be around, hopefully, for several more years. Zach Duke, who's probably going to be gone at the end of the year. Sungwan Oh is probably going to be done at the end of the year. They don't have another player on the roster over the age of 31. So, yes, it's been a disappointing season overall for the Cardinals. We'll see how it ends up. But, like I said, if you're going to be average, at least be average with a lot of young guys who you see upside in. And they're crawling with guys right now who I see upside in. Now,
well, they got too many guys.
They got a lot of guys. Now, the key is, and we've talked about this before, not to beat the drum, but how do you turn this surplus of above-average players into one or two real difference makers? And that's really going to be the key, because that's what gets you.
You trade about four of these outfielders, and then you wrap in either a Matt Carpenter, or I don't care who you get at this point. Matt Carpenter is what he is, and he's playing
with done with it. Man.
I really am.
He's done with it.
He's been playing all year with a bum shoulder.
He's done with it.
Go play for another team with a bum shoulder.
Who is that on? Like, if his shoulder's been that bad. Now, I don't think it was bad, because if you saw the game the other day.
What do you mean, who's it on? It just is what it is. Why, who's it? Like, you're not going to pull him out, and he's not going to pull himself out.
Yeah,
sometimes you got
to
play with injuries.
If you're just not getting it done, don't you have to go to the coach?
His on-base percentage is still, like, what is it? I haven't checked it for a while. Last I checked, it was like 380.
But it's not the usual Matt Carpenter, you know. And we don't know how long it's been this bad. I mean, you guys both play with injuries. Sometimes they start out and you can manage it and it's not too bad, and then you go on and on and on, and then it's like, oh man, yeah. I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Patrick Berglund on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it could ruin you. You might as well just get it done and go through the process.
If you need surgery. But the thing is, a lot of these guys don't need surgery. You just have something going. Yeah.
And you play every single day.
That must be the toughest thing as an athlete, if you're used to a level of performance and all of a sudden, you know in your heart you're not quite there, but you still can do it. Like, you physically can still do it, but your injury's holding you back.
Oh,
that must be so hard as an athlete to be able to have the awareness to go to the coach and say, you know what, I need a few days. I can't do it.
For
like
me,
I used
the worst
to.
Was if I was injured and I knew I had to fight a guy, and you're like, oh, man, he's going to tear my shoulder up. But you do it anyway for the guys, and like, you know, you kind of just take an ass whooping. Knowing that you have no strength in your shoulder, like, yeah, you're right, man. It's really, really difficult. And you had to go through all kinds of different things, getting corked all the time.
Yeah. The thing about Carpenter is probably 70% of him on leadoff is better than the next guy until Wong has come around. Now, Wong maybe at leadoff is better than 70% of Carpenter. But really, I mean, dude's got the best eye in the game, and he will walk time after time after time. And so he's still got value. He's playing first base. It's not like why is his shoulder flaring up all of a sudden? Because he's having to play third base. He's got to actually make the throws. He's been playing first base all year, and for the most part, doing fine.
By the way, I forgot Wainwright. Somebody pointed out on the text line when I was going through the older guys on the Cardinals. Yes, Wainwright is 36, and Molina 35, O 35, Duke 34. Those are the only Cardinals, unless I'm missing somebody, that is over 31 years old. Scott's wrinkled ball sack says, punch truck. I'm used to hearing Cam's voice muffled by a pillow yelling our safe word Cheetos, so hearing him crystal clear right now is kind of weird.
It's kind of sexy. What it is. Oh, yeah, punch drunk came from Bootsy's pee pot. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, come on.
Come on, buddy.
How do you respect someone with a name like that? So the Cardinals trying to get it done with some young guys, and then it's funny because we assume they're going to make a trade. Like, TJ, you just said trade four outfielders. They have so many guys.
Doug wants to trade them all.
Trade them all. Like, the guy we never even talk about next year is Jose Martinez, who might be having, you know, who might be playing better than anyone in the outfield outside of Tommy Pham.
Yeah, but he can't field worth the crap. Month. He's like a minus eight in offensive run safe. So he's still a liability out there. That's a, is there one outfielder at this point that you'd be like, gosh, I just don't, I hate to lose him. Because I don't care. If you're getting Stanton or somebody, like if you're trading all these people to go get somebody, there's not one outfielder right now that I'm like, man, you should have held on to him.
When I look at this team, obviously, no matter how this season turns out, they're not one player on the team.
Popped in my head.
Well, we've got like nine outfielders. That's the reason I'm saying that, right? If you lost Carpenter, you'd have to replace him to some degree because Luke Voigt can be your everyday first baseman.
No, not yet.
You know, you can move guys around a little bit, but there's at least people have value. There's not one guy in the outfield that I'm like, well, who are you going to replace him with? I'm like, anyone would be fine.
When we talk about trades, and obviously that's going to be over the next few months, no matter how this season turns out, there's going to be a ton of speculation, and I'm sure they're going to make some deals. To me, rather than targeting trading a guy, like saying, oh, you know what, let's try to trade Grichuk, or let's try to trade Piscotty or Jerko or Carpenter, whoever, I think you just got to look at, be open to everything and say, where can we get the upgrade? Because right now, if you look at this tentative starting lineup for next year, I guess if you say at this moment, I think it's probably what?
It's a waste of time. That's what it is. Well, because it's not going to look anything like this.
But let's just say like right
or
now.
Or better not,
but
I
my point
say.
Is, let's just say right now, it's Jerko, DeJong, Wong, Carpenter, and then in the outfield, let's say Fowler, Pham, because Pham should be in center field, and then either Grichuk and Piscotty, right? Just tentatively. Wherever you can upgrade based on that is where you go. And let that dictate who you trade, rather than say, oh, we need to get rid of Grichuk because he's been underachieving, so we're just going to shop him. We're just going to shop him to somebody. Like let the guy who can come in and help you dictate the move that you're going to make, rather than vice versa.
I'm following you.
You see, you picking up what I'm putting down here?
Well, what I'm saying though is that I don't even care at this point who is gone. There's not one guy I would be upset that is lost. So whatever you have to give up to go get somebody of legitimate value,
just
go ahead
do
that.
On the text line, somebody sent in a picture of Hadley.
I saw that.
He's here, by the way.
Lipstick, and it said lipstick on a pig. We didn't say that, Hadley.
Sure, we did.
He'll be coming in. We are our new studio in Kirkwood. Hadley is here, but he's not in.
He's wearing a black shirt and glasses, guys. Black shirt and glasses.
Uh-oh.
I'm just glad we got everything rectified so quickly. I credit Rock for that, actually.
Good job, Rock.
Because he got us, you know, a little bit of a rough start, but that's to be expected when you come into a new studio. 855-282-8255 on the text line.
How about those glasses, dudes? Here he is.
Let's see what he... Come on in, John.
Welcome, old man.
You got new glasses again.
Come on in and sit down, John.
Welcome, John. This is our studio.
Here.
Is that your satchel, John?
John's used to
this
being
is where
this close
this
to
is where
Ben.
You work, John.
John, somebody texted in and said that they said, isn't the 590... office in the same building as where you are. How is John not there? Is he getting donuts? And I just didn't think that was
fair.
I
thought that was very rude. John,
that was
rude. You know what? We blocked him.
I do not think you were out getting donuts.
Mm-mm.
No way.
John, it was some type of food, but I don't think it was donuts.
John, we were talking about lipstick on a pig. Somebody sent a picture of you with lipstick.
See, I told you. You guys are using my line now.
Let's turn his mic
Let's
on
Let's put
here.
His mic on.
Go ahead.
You're using my line now. That's why my father of all people used to tell me.
I believe
that
was
Eric's you put
song.
Lipstick
Eric's
on a pig, you're
still
a pig.
I said it.
And he said it.
Yeah, I'm the closest to aging you. That's just mean, besides it's lipstick on a fat hog. That's from Injun Joe's K-Ride Magic, man.
I have a kid older than you.
He has to take it one step further. I just don't get it.
You have a 39-year-old?
I have a 40-year-old son.
Hmm. Eric, I haven't seen your birth certificate. How old are you?
You got a 40-year-old?
I was shooting live from day one.
Oh, nobody needs
live
to know that.
Cam, we're not sure if yours are live.
Thank God. Unless I get that call from Windsor, Ontario.
It's interesting, John, because we always said, you know, when you didn't come to St. Charles, well, John's working today. He's at Kirkwood. He's getting work done for the station. But then when Cam and I went down there earlier, we said, hey,
the
John,
first
they
question
said, I
haven't
seen him in a month
we haven't
a half.
Seen him in a month. Explain yourself, sir.
Actually, I just got off the phone with one of your fine sponsors. Had a fabulous talk with Mentality.
Oh, really?
Who is absolutely so pleased with you and Mark Littlebridge. Mark Littlebridge will be in studio on Friday talking football.
Cool. Oh, fabulous.
With TJ.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, DeMarco Farr makes his first appearance.
Sweet.
As I'm sure you already mentioned, Mike Lombardi, Dave wants that today. So as we promised, football is football, and we will have it covered.
Mm-hmm.
But,
except for Eric. He won't be here.
Eric won't be here.
Still?
You ask him. He's right next to you.
Look at Eric's face.
Not you asked anything?
I mean, he's the highest paid employee per hour.
Oh, per hour.
Per hour at the station.
Per hour, yeah.
Per hour. Right. Wow. You better hope that Markell's not listening.
Oh. I don't even per hour, I don't know if I would.
Yeah, no, I guarantee it. You work 40 minutes. You don't even work 3 hours a week.
Well, I was here 3 hours Thursday and Friday. Each day, so that's so 6 hours total. Up. Yeah, right.
No, I mean, no big deal.
You know, not that anybody's counting. No, I was saying though that we got these new guests coming on this week, and this beautiful new studio. This is the beginning of big things.
It is, John. It is, and we want you around. We haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, we'll see.
See what?
Whether, 'cause every time I leave Los Angeles, it gets tougher and tougher.
Hey, we'll get into this. We're gonna get into this, dudes. But Hadley went 2-3 in his game.
Oh,
I was gonna ask you that.
Save it. We'll chirp him coming up.
Just so you know, he lost your money. Just in case you were, you know, following his lead there, Mister. I won $11,000 last year in Vegas. I had to pay taxes on it.
People got families, man. They got bills to pay.
Like, you know how many people that are living in tents right now?
You're supposed to be a leader.
I had 3 losing weeks last year.
Last week you had 3 losing weeks.
Last year I had 3 losing weeks. You know what? TJ long term will prove to be nothing more than a pimple on my ass.
Now that's probably true, but that has nothing to do with you having a bad week.
We'll deal with that when we get to it, huh?
Can't argue with the truth. Well, you could, but then you'd be Donald Trump. But anyhow, the fact of the matter is, boys, I can tell you this much right now. I have not had the opportunity, I'm admitting I have not had the opportunity to watch it start to finish. I will do so tonight on DVR, but I can't wait to see Drew Lock. Apparently, not only did I go 2-3 and have a bad first week of predicting the season,
check out their defense.
But I might be wrong about Drew Lock. But that was against Missouri State.
Save it. We got to go to break here. We'll talk about Mizzou coming back. TJ, can you tell us about
Do we have to go to break or do you have to leave?
Oh. Well, a little bit of both.
But first, we're going to go to break.
Hey, John. February 6th. I believe that was the Super Bowl.
Correct.
I believe it was right around that time. And I have my fantasy draft for my year-long league tonight. And when I crash and burn, because I get the first pick, you know, and it's a reverse snake, so I go first, then I'm 20th, and then it goes backwards. Then I'm not till 30.
Toughest way to win a fantasy draft is to have first pick.
I know, and it's brutal. So I'm going David Johnson. But what happens after that, when I draft no one of any relevance, I'm going to have to go to DraftKings.com and do my daily fantasy, my weekly fantasy. And, dude, it's almost here. There is no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion, Cam. That is with a B, billion.
Word! Right.
Best part is you can draft a new team each week without any commitment. So go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK. That's with a Q, Cam.
Quarterback.
Quarter. Yes.
Like Joe Montana.
That's right. Cool. That's right. To play DraftKings free 1 week contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can get $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK with a Q, Cam. To play for your shot to win $1 billion, the contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, Cam, over the weekend, I know you had some Telemore Dew over that holiday weekend, didn't you?
Crushed it. Damn, that stuff's
three
good.
Bottles?
Whoa.
Do they serve that on the plane, John?
A day.
No, I'm just thinking, what a better way as a man, man's man, to spend a night than with a bottle of Telemar Dew
while you're
doing your DraftKings draft.
Sure.
And watching the Tigers on TiVo.
Yes. And going to the brew house. What else? Having a mentality in your system. All right.
Okay, listen. Okay, get it. We'll run
Telemar Dew's great.
Later. Let's talk
for those who make the corner of the world a little more interesting for us all. There is only one drink that will do, John Hadley, and that is Telemar Dew, the official Irish whiskey of the Hardline. A whiskey of true character. Glasses up to responsible drinking.
And when you're drinking Telemar Dew, you know a great place to do it is Bar Louie.
No way.
Get down to Bar Louie. Experience patio season the right way. During happy hour, kick back and start your patio session with drink features on draft beer, wine, Bar Louie's signature margaritas. When you're hungry, Bar Louie's got a selection of half-price apps and flatbreads
really good
straight
food.
From scratch every Monday through Friday from 4 till 7. Head out to Bar Louie, pull some tables together, and get ready for a night out. No one will ever forget. Bar Louie, eat, drink, be happy.
Bar Louie, that's the place we went to.
Yes.
I like Bar Louie.
Oh, it's awesome. Really good. It's right there off Fifth Street.
Damn good.
Yeah.
And I think you ordered every app on the menu, and they were
probably
all fantastic.
And now Bar Louie's a sponsor. Again? I love Bar Louie.
Well,
so I am going to do a DraftKings draft with a bottle of Telemar Dew after I pick up my child
John,
from
John,
Bar Louie.
You don't drink.
But
you
can get it.
drink.
Former NFL executive
Thanks
and
for blowing it,
writer,
Cam.
Ringer writer Michael Lombardi.
We act like
next.
You played hockey.
Oh. It's the Hardline powered by John
Chevrolet. We didn't get here.
From the Kirkwood studio on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.